Editor's note. Corporal Nathan Cirillo died 9 years ago this month while serving his country at his post in Ottawa. Corporal Nathan Cirillo. I heard it on my truck radio. The Senators game was postponed. But I didn't know the reason why. Until I arrived back at home. It happened all so suddenly. A soldier had been shot. While standing guard in Ottawa. At our veterans' most sacred spot. An assassin had sneaked up behind him. And shot him in the back. Corporal Cirillo was mortally wounded. And died from this sneak attack. Corporal Cirillo was a Highlander. From the Argyle Sutherland clan. He was strong and tough and happy. And was a very honorable man. The smile on his face would light up a room. As well as our Canadian nation. He has become a symbol of unity. And a hero who died at his station. There was a caption in our local paper. About the National War Memorial. With the unknown soldiers forever vigilant. Standing guard with the fallen corporal. This man had so much to offer. And now there is sadness and strife. He has a little boy named Marcus. Who is the very light of his life. Now Corporal Cirillo is standing guard. With his Glengarry hat and kilt. He's guarding the gates of heaven. Where his blood will no longer be spilt. Corporal Cirillo will not be forgotten. And on some far distant field. The battle cry will be, "Remember Nathan." As freedom our soldiers will shield. It reminds me of the North Nova Scotia Highlanders. Who have many battle honors to share. I know they must be heartbroken. To see their comrade lying there. But the killer wasn't finished yet. As he ran up to Parliament Hill. He launched an attack on our leaders. And he wanted to continue to kill. There was another hero there that day. Who was very quick on the trigger. He is the Sergeant at Arms of Parliament. His name is Hon. Kevin Vickers. Mr. Vickers calmly picked up his gun. And confronted the killer in the hall. He shot him down quick and sure. As he cowered near those hallowed walls. A security guard had been wounded. As he grappled with the madman. And slowed him down as best he could. As he continued with his deadly plan. The police arrived very quickly. To join in the thunderous fray. And quickly moved down the hallway. To blast the killer away. Another soldier died that week. While serving his country proud. He was run down in a parking lot. As he was walking along in the crowd. With O. Patrice Vincent was a firefighter. A veteran of 28 years. Who died while wearing his uniform. With his family we shed our tears. Now Corporal Cirillo is at his post. Forever guarding heaven's gates. Standing tall and strong and happy. With a beautiful smile on his face. Bob Bartlett. North Bay.